the Great American Smokeout is in its 36th year. And the intent of the Great American Smokeout is to encourage those who smoke and use tobacco products to quit. The original premise was you can quit for a day, you can quit for two or three or four, and that's still very true. However, what we've learned since then is that it's not as easy as that sounds. And one day might be okay, but being a successful quitter is going to take a lot more work than just cold turkey.
Well, it's interesting when you said that, you know, the concept is to get someone to quit. It is a simple concept, but it is incredibly hard to do.
It is incredibly hard to do. What we have learned scientifically is that it's not just a habit. It's both a physical and a behavior, addiction. And so it's going to require a lot of work to really overcome that addiction, including potentially using nicotine replacement therapy, such as patches or gum, and, any kind of support system you can put yourself in to be successful.
Yeah, I did want to touch on that. In terms of support, that is really something that I know for a lot of folks that is needed. There, it seems like there's two key things, and I'm sure you agree with this. One is making the personal decision, I'm going to quit, but then also getting the support to make that happen effectively.
Absolutely, and the support can come in a variety of forms, just as I said, including the people around you. Letting people know, I'm going to pick today, or I'm going to pick next Thursday, or I'm going to pick whatever day to quit smoking, and here's how I'm going to do it. Have a plan. And when you tell people what you're doing, tell them your plan so they can support it. So, for example, if you're usually at 10 o'clock, you go out for a smoke and you hang out with people who are smoking whatever, hopefully somebody else who's going to support you in a healthy way is going to say, you know what, instead of that smoke, let's go for a walk. You know, replace that behavior with something else, and also use any other pharmaceutical means that may help you lessen that withdrawal symptom.
What are some of the health benefits of obviously quitting smoking? We've heard about them for years, but even more research shows that there's even more and more health benefits coming along.
Absolutely. You know, for a long time, we only have sort of in our mind associated smoking with lung cancer, but in reality is, we're talking about 30% of all types of cancer are related to tobacco. So the minute you stop smoking, obviously the first thing, food tastes better, you smell better, you'll start getting more air. You actually will start feeling a little better. But then if you look at, 12 hours after quitting, your carbon monoxide level drops, your heart rate and blood pressure drop. They're not in unhealthy ranges. A year after quitting, your excess risk of coronary heart disease or the chance of having a cardiac event is half that of a continuing smoker. 5 years, risk of cancer of the mouth, throat, esophagus, bladder, cut in half. Cervical cancer risk falls to that of a non-smoker in just 5 years. So it is incredibly beneficial and really doesn't matter how old you are. You're still going to get benefit out of it.
Yeah, I wanted to say that it's never too late to quit.
You're absolutely right.
What kind of support is there in terms of what your agency offers and folks can turn to as they're trying to quit as part of the Great American Smokeout?
Well, again, as I mentioned, Walt, it's really about having a plan and understanding what are all the components of the plan that you need to address. You can call us anytime, night or day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that is at 1-800-ACS-2345, or go to our website at www.cancer.org and get some ideas on what are all the issues you're going to have to contend with to be successful.
And I guess I would say the message to leave people with as they are trying to quit today as part of the Great American Smokeout would really be to keep trying, correct?
Absolutely, keep trying. It is incredibly hard. We should not be judgmental of those who can't just simply quit. We underestimate the addictive quality of this product, and we shouldn't. So it's important that we continue to support those who keep trying.